Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's City Council meeting for May City Council for Monday, September 26, 2011. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation given by Reverend Tommy Foster of the Harmony Community Baptist Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Chris Glover. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Shepherd that provides and protects and gives us that blessed hope. We thank you, Lord, in this season of the year that we're reminded that, you know, we plant the seed and we come to the harvest time. And we know that we feel so limited in many ways, but we thank you for your loving mercy and your caring spirit toward us. So we thank you, Lord, for our nation. We thank you for the blessings that you've given to us as we are privileged to have so many freedoms. And we thank you, Lord, for the leaders of our country, and we ask that you'd be with them. We thank you for our city, and we thank you, Lord, for these that are leaders of our city, and we ask that you would grant them the wisdom in making wise choices for our city. We do pray for those that stand in need. May your mercy be upon them. Many are without jobs, and we pray for them. We pray for those who are struggling. We ask that you'd be with them and their needs as well. And we just pray that tonight your blessings would be upon all that are here in our city of Mesa. For this we pray in the name of Almighty God. Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. We'd like to excuse Councilmember Dave Richens this evening, who's out of town. And Councilmember Higgins, you on the phone?
Yes, I'm on the phone, Mayor.
And Councilmember Dina Higgins has joined us on the phone. In Mesa, we have the opportunity to have many wonderful groups that add a lot to our community. And tonight, we're going to recognize one of those groups. And I'll invite up to the podium Mr. Doug Brimhall, who was the former chair of our Museum and Cultural Advisory Board. And he's going to tell us what this is all about. Doug.
Mayor and Council, I appreciate this opportunity on behalf of the Mesa Museum and Cultural Advisory Board to present an award here. If Dot McDaniel from the Mesa Encore Theater can come up here, and I'll go ahead and read this. Proclamation. Whereas Mesa Encore Theater is the longest continuously running community theater in Arizona, and whereas Mesa Encore Theater enriches the Mesa community, expands the imagination of our citizens, builds skills and confidence, entertains brilliantly, and whereas Mesa Encore Theater tells a human story, fosters understanding, and whereas Mesa Encore Theater promotes collaboration and creativity, brings actors and audiences together, keeps live theater accessible, and whereas Mesa Encore Theater contributes to the quality of life in the Mesa community, and whereas Mesa Encore Theater operates largely on a volunteer basis, and whereas Mesa Encore Theater is beginning their 75th year and have produced over 175 full-length plays for the Mesa community, now therefore I, Scott Smith, by virtue of the authority vested in me, as Mayor of Mesa, Arizona, do hereby proclaim September 30th, 2011, as Mesa Encore Theater Day. And I want to congratulate you. So, and present the proclamation. And if you want to say a few words.
Thank you.
And you have a bunch of the members also there, so afterwards, if you'd let them stand up and introduce themselves or at least show who they are, would love
Absolutely,
that.
Sir. Okay. In 1937, it was a City of Mesa employee, Jacob Jarvis, who is head of the Parks and Recreation Department, who realized that any healthy community needed a community theater. And so he started Mesa Little Theater, which has since been renamed Mesa Encore Theater. And we are delighted that the city, again, officially has recognized us for our 75th anniversary and look forward to many more years of collaboration and partnership. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, you have a small group, but you tell me there's a lot more that aren't here.
Yes, we have a total membership of about 43.
Okay.
And that doesn't count people who volunteer for shows and come up and work backstage, or actors who perform for free. Some of our technicians perform for free. Very few people receive a stipend. It is a true community theater. And, for example, last season in The Music Man, we had so many family units, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, cousins, to fill out a very large cast. It truly is a supreme example of what community theater is all about. And we're excellent. That's the kicker.
We are
really good.
That's good. Well, thank you so very much for all you've done. I have somebody down there waving. You want me down there.
Yes.
I've been instructed to come down to the podium.
And I've been instructed to plug our next performances,
well,
our next show.
I'll walk,
okay.
You plug.
All right. Okay? Our next show is I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, a delightful comedy. And we brought it back now for 4 years, and because it's so popular. And anybody who's ever been in a relationship or attempted a relationship would love this show. And then we've got a play following that, Proof, and we're doing Christmas Story around the holidays, and we're doing Hairspray, and what have I forgotten?
Ragtime.
I Love You, Now Change.
I Love You. You're perfect. Perfect. Now Change.
My wife told me, you change, I'll love you. She's got a mixed around.
And, sir, we would like to present you with one of our 75th anniversary shirts with our logo and our season on the back.
Well, here, let's have this, all right?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yay!
Woo! Thank you.
And can I introduce you to our members?
You may. Go right ahead.
This is Liz Helfand, who has been our part-time secretary and treasurer for us in the past. Deborah Davey, who has been our artistic director, music director. She's superb. She's taught in the music district for over 30 years. Avis McEachin is a newer member, but she's been become our volunteer coordinator, so she's superb. Also a Mesa Public Schools employee for a long time. Patricia and her husband, Al Prozac, she's treasurer, and he's one of our sterling volunteers.
We've got excellence, support,
sterling. She's
like
doing,
this.
She's good.
We're running out of adjectives. You would bring a thesaurus.
Yeah, here you go.
We've got Wendy Smith, our very competent historian, and she also
competent
works.
Competent now.
Sarah Rogers is our photographer, plus she also performs. Joy Bingham Strimple is a very superb performer, and she works all over the house with us.
But we didn't give an adjective. Far out.
She's far out.
Groovy. Awesome.
One of our newer members, Pam Pershing, has just joined us, and she comes to us with a lot of theater experience, so we're really looking forward to tapping into her expertise. And Nancy Sachia is one of our members at large, so we're just... And this is only a few of us. So.
I was going to say, I 43 would have run out of superlatives. Thank you so much,
thank
and thanks
you.
For being here.
Thank you.
Mayor Smith, would you like your shirt?
Oh.
You got the shirt on my back. I need the shirt on my back.
Yeah, right. Whatever. We'll get there later.
Yeah. Nice drive.
Thank you so much, and congratulations for all that you do for us. Thanks. Thanks so much, Rena. The next item we have is we are right now engaged in a very important cause in a joint venture between the City of Mesa, Mesa Public Schools, and Mesa Community College. Who have a long history of working together for the betterment of our community, and actually our relationship is very, very unique. I would call it probably superb. What were some of the other things we used?
Renowned.
We have no help. You didn't hear the adjectives there. And we'd like to invite Dr. Mike Cowan and Dr. Sean Pond up. Mike Cowan, of course, Superintendent of Schools, Mesa Public Schools, and Dr. Pond, the President of Mesa Community College. And what we're going to do is the National Association of College Admissions Counseling has asked us to accentuate the importance of going to college. And Mesa Counts on College is our formal effort with a grant we received, and I'm sure you will get into that. But we have a proclamation here, Mesa Goes to College Week, which talks about the challenges we have as a community, and that we just do not have enough of our high school students that are continuing on to post-secondary education, whether it be formal college or some certification program or something that takes them beyond high school. And the reality is that for us to advance as a community and for our citizens as individuals to reach their full potential, it's just not going to make it for them to just get through high school and expect that to provide them with all the opportunities that they can get. So as a community, it certainly is behooves us to put a special interest into encouraging and providing opportunities for any of our citizens who would like to move beyond high school to get post-secondary education. So that's why we have two very important gentlemen here, and I have proclaimed this week Mesa Goes to College Week. So I'll now turn it over to whichever one of you is going to speak first.
Who goes first?
All right.
Dr. Pond.
Honorable Mayor Smith, members of Mesa City Council, proclaiming September 26th to October 2nd, 2011 as Mesa Goes to College Week is a significant call to action to our community. On behalf of faculty staff at MCC, I thank you for issuing this important proclamation. Raising higher education attainment is a pressing matter for all of us. Today, many high school graduates in Mesa do not go on to college, and many of those who do not complete. Further, far too many young residents with the age range of 16 to 26 do not possess a college degree. They struggle with unemployment or underemployment. All of us who live and work in Mesa must answer to this call, including support and encouragement from educational institutions, city government, businesses, and faith-based organizations. Enabling greater student success and college completion is MCC's unwavering commitment. MCC employees resolve to do their part in response to this call. MCC will continue to collaborate with Mesa Public Schools, city government, business, and civic organizations to strengthen educational pipelines, to improve job readiness of our graduates, and to help stimulate economic vitality. Raising educational attainment for residents of Mesa is not an easy task. It requires direct participation of students, family, faculty, staff of educational institutions. In addition, it demands the political financial support of community leaders. Today, we commit to improving and sustaining this work. We will turn up the heat to build better Mesa.
I like this guy, by the way.
Dr. Pan is wonderful to work with. Thank you, Mayor Smith and members of the City Council. It's a privilege to be with you. And I've brought greetings and comments to you from future leaders of the City of Mesa, and we'll run that video now.
When I grow up, I want to be a principal, a cheerleading coach, a dance teacher, be a doctor.
When I grow up, I want to be a police officer.
Teacher. I want to be a physicist.
Professional cyclist.
When I grow up, I want to be an author.
Be a gymnastics teacher.
Be a paleontologist.
Be a teacher.
I want to be an archaeologist when I grow up.
I would like to be a teacher.
When I grow up, I want to be an actor.
I want to be a lawyer.
When I grow up, I want to be a veterinarian.
Mesa counts on college.
Mesa counts on college.
Mesa counts on college.
Mesa counts on college.
Mesa counts on me.
Mesa counts on me.
Mesa counts on me.
Indeed, Mesa does count on these future leaders in our community, and it's one of those things that keeps me up at night as I think about how to provide the quality education for these 64,000 students in Mesa Public Schools so that they can reach their dreams of becoming a physicist, a police officer, a teacher, an archaeologist, or maybe even a future mayor of Mesa. It's an awesome, awesome responsibility, and all of us join together with the leadership of our great mayor and Dr. Pan with MCC, and then, of course, Mr. Brady representing the city as well. Mesa Public Schools, Mesa Community College, and the city join together in doing what we can to ensure that we increase the educational capacity of our students so that they're successful not only in our high schools, but as they pursue post-secondary experiences or appropriate credentials that are meaningful in the workplace. Mesa Goes to College Week proclamation states that every student requires access to information regarding their post-secondary pursuits. To help meet that need, Mesa Public Schools will be hosting its 31st Op Shop. That is a college experience for individuals to come and learn more about different universities and college systems across our country. That will be held next Monday, October 3rd, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Dobson High School. And we encourage those of you who are interested in seeing some of the options and opportunities available for our young people to take advantage of this extension of the Mesa Counts on College program. And again, Mayor, City Council members, we appreciate your support, we appreciate your leadership, and we appreciate your attention to ensuring that we are doing all we can to help the children in our community succeed not only in their high school experiences, but in their post-high school opportunities, whether that be university, vocational training, other opportunities that help boost support our community. So thank you very much, and thank you for your leadership.
Thank you so very much for being here. A couple things from the proclamation that I just to underscore what's been said here today. Arizona in 2009 ranked 31st in the United States in educational attainment. We're below average. We're just not getting there. Now that in and of itself is something that we should not be proud of. But when you look at the fact that by 2018, 63% of the jobs created will require the workers to have some sort of post-secondary education. To be below average is bad enough, but to recognize also that we're not preparing our kids and others to really not only take advantage of full opportunity, but even to cope with the challenges and the opportunities that come up as soon as 2018. I mean, that's not real far away. I think that for us as a community, we need to make this a top priority. And while you can't force people to do things, you shouldn't force people to do things, we need to make sure that they have, as you've said and as the proclamation says, have all the crucial information, that we let them know what their opportunities are, that we give them the resources to be able to pursue the things that they would like to pursue. I think one of the sad realities is that many of our kids go through high school never being really aware of this reality. Now, you'd think they would, but they don't. And they certainly feel lost in the system at many times, and they don't know exactly how to move in. They're intimidated. And so they go off into the shadows and they don't make as much. I mean, the statistics show that for every year of education beyond high school, wages don't rise just in a linear fashion. They literally almost go up exponentially. And so we owe that to our community. And I appreciate the efforts that MCC under Dr. Pond, Mesa Public Schools under Dr. Cowan, and Chris Brady, our city manager, and those on our city staff who have come together to create this Mesa Council College. And this is just a beginning of our efforts to really create these opportunities. And it is a major part of our HEAT initiative. Education leads to success in most of the other areas. So we need that. So thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I may, Mayor Smith, you recently helped us open the VIC Center. I have a little momentum for you. I can get to you. Wonder if you would join me.
Okay.
Please. The VIC for council member is the Virtual Incident Command Center, just a few blocks away from here. It's a training facility for our students as well as existing firefighter professionals. This is a hat of VIC and a shirt.
Oh,
VIC.
A shirt.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, good. Yeah. Photo.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is shirt day. Okay, lose the hat. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is our consent agenda. And the consent agenda will be read into the record by Mr. Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for American Diabetes Association, two-day charitable event, October 22nd and 23rd, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Arizona Choir Boys Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club, one-day charitable event, October 8th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Christ the King Catholic Church, one-day religious event, October 15th, 1551 East Dana Avenue. Item 3D, act on liquor license for Southeast Valley Regional Association of Realtors, one-day fraternal event, October 21st, 1363 South Vineyard. Item 3E, act on liquor license for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, one-day charitable event, October 7th, 1 to 270 West Main Street. Item 3F, act on liquor license for Chipotle Mexican Grill, 3440 East Baseline Road. Item 3G, act on liquor license for On the Green Sports Grill, 801 South Power Road. Item 3H, act on liquor license for Valero, 415 North Stapley Drive. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase additional automated fingerprint identification system for the police department, fully funded by a grant from the Arizona Criminal Justice Department. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase equipment for the police department's Fusion Center relocation, funded by a grant through the Arizona Attorney General's Office. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase Cisco hardware for city's enterprise hardware storage system. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase enterprise data backup solution for the Information Technology Department. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase replacement regenerative air street sweeper for Transportation Department. 90% is grant funded by the Maricopa Association of Governments. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase two replacement crew trucks for Energy Resources Department, fully funded by the Fiscal Year 11-12 Vehicle Replacement Program. Item 4G, act to renew contract for padlocks and keys for various city departments. Item 4H, act to renew contract for perennial seed for Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4I, act on contract to purchase three replacement air-bearing turbo blowers for capital improvement project at Southeast Water Reclamation Plant. This is fully funded by the Fiscal Year 11-12 Wastewater Bonds. Item 4J, act on contract for water line and gas line replacement at Fitch Park. Funding is available in the Fiscal Year 11-12 Water Bond Capital and Gas Bond Capital Programs. Item 4K, act on contract for 34th Place and McDowell Road Utility Improvements Project. Funding is available in the Fiscal Year 11-12 Water and Wastewater Bond Capital Programs. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute grant agreement amendment number 2 to extend expiration of existing grant E7S59 regarding airport master plan update phase 2 between ADOT and the City of Mesa. This will be from June 30th, 2011 to June 30th, 2012. Item 6A has been deleted. Item 6B, take action on ordinance regarding Z11-19, 550 West Juanita Avenue, located west of Country Club Drive and north of Baseline Road. This is for a rezone with a council use permit and site plan review to allow for expansion of an existing manufacturing facility. And item 7A, act on subdivision plat at Riverview Auto Park, 900 block of North Dobson Road, located south of the Loop 202 freeway and west of Dobson Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests from public to remove any item?
No, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Vice Mayor Summers to approve the consent agenda. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Councilmember Higgins, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
The vote is 6-0 in the no nays, and Councilmember Richens being absent. The motion carries and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. We have one request to speak this evening. Mr. Thomas Schulke. Mr. Schulke? If you could please, for the record, restate your name and address, and thank you for being here, and you have 3 minutes.
Tom Troche, 7604 East Wolf Canyon Street. I have repeatedly asked the council to allow 4 weeks between disclosure of the long-awaited Cubs development agreement and a council vote on the matter. The public deserves an unhurried opportunity to read and ask questions about the agreement. If you schedule a council vote a few days after publication of the agreement, you risk giving the appearance you want to hurry approval before the facts become fully disseminated. While you may have known the terms under the agreement for quite a while, the public has been kept in the dark and needs time to study it. The big recent revelation is, of course, the fact that the Cubs will not build Wrigley Bill West as soon as expected, if at all. While point 14 of the fact sheet mentioned an option to lease land, voters received numerous campaign flyers promising a large private investment. The mayor's argument in support of Prop 420 stated Cubs ownership will invest millions of dollars in the adjacent Wrigleyville Entertainment District. Wrigleyville was presented as a done deal. Now it appears Mesa will commit to spend $99 million on a redundant stadium, and if the Cubs decide not to build the entertainment district, it will cost them a paltry $250,000 penalty. At a minimum, Mesa should not commit to the stadium until the Cubs commit to Wrigleyville. The Cubs' agreement to a $99 million penalty would show such commitment. An option to buy land at a fraction of the true value doesn't. Despite the fact that Westgate and Glendale was built next to two stadiums with many times the annual attendance of the Cubs stadium, Westgate is bankrupt. Westgate, Gaylord, and Waveyard should be ample warning that Wrigleyville West is far from a sure thing. In recognition that the terms of the agreement are materially different from what voters were led to believe, I ask that the development agreement, unless modified to protect Mesa, be immediately referred to the council to voters. Hunt Construction has been selected as stadium contractor without a competitive bid. The fact that Hunt was a major contributor to the Prop 420 campaign may cause citizens to question whether they are getting value for their tax dollars under a no-bid contract. According to campaign records, the majority of this council has taken campaign contributions from individuals who identified themselves as Hunt executives. I would suggest that council members who have accepted such contributions identify themselves, explain why a no-bid contract was used, disclose any actions they took to promote Hunt, and state why they feel they do not have to declare a conflict of interest over the selection of Hunt. If you pass a questionable development agreement a few days after making it public and refuse to refer it to voters, more and more people will question just what is going on in city government. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schilke. By the way, even though that was a public thing, for the record, no city council member has been involved in the selection process for either the architect or the contractor for the stadium project. Just want to make that perfectly clear. Okay. We have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.